Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Ari. May I have your zip code to locate your account?
I don't have an account. There's a charge on my card that I don't recognize.
Yes, ma'am. So if you receive the charge, more than likely we have an account to charge you. I could try to search it with your zip code.
What does my zip code have to do with my account?
In order to locate an account, we need the customer's zip code, first and last name, and for the mail and address on the account to be verified.
I don't even know who you are, so how do you have my name?
If you were charged, we have an account to charge you, but we're a third-party calling center. We handle customer service for multiple online companies.
Okay, so what company is this?
Our company is called Call Solutions. We're a third-party calling center.
Call Solutions. Okay, so what's the company that you're handling the calls for?
We handle customer service for over 40 different companies. I will have to locate an account to see which company has billed you.
Okay, it's 76022.
76032. 22. Thank you. And could I have your first and last name?
Felipe Hurtado.
Could you please spell that last name?
Hurtado.
Thank you. And just to verify that I do have that zip code correctly, that's 76022.
Yes.
Okay, your name is not showing under that zip code. Do you see the date of the charge?
One was today for 67. Hold on. One was today for $67.32, and there was another one a couple of days ago for like $5.72.
Okay, so it was for $67.32 today and a few days ago for $5.72.
Yes.
Okay, well, your name isn't shown in our system. Could it be under someone else's name, such as a spouse, significant other, or authorized user on your card?
That will be my husband, Jose, J-O-S-E, Valadez, as in B as in boy, A-L-A-D-E-Z.
Okay, so I do show that name. Would you be able to verify the mailing address?
305 Bedford Road.
Thank you. Okay, so on this account, I see the charge is related to a ice maker that was ordered.
Ice maker? No, I don't think so.
Yeah. Well, I do show that someone had initially ordered it on a promotional basis. That was back on July the 12th. It was $5.74 for shipping and handling. The ice maker itself comes with a membership to an online store for trulyessentialgoods.com. Okay. And it's for the price of $67.32. Does any of that sound familiar?
No, it doesn't.
Okay. Well, if you or your husband do not recall creating this account and making those charges, I can have the account canceled. That'll stop any future charges, and I'll have to transfer you over to our fraud department.
Yes.
Okay, one moment. Okay, ma'am, please stay on hold for the fraud department.
Thank you.